Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
With Malcolm Hoenlein, Conference of Presidents, and we go immediately to Israel, to Jerusalem. Alex Trayman, the Jewish News Service correspondent for Israel, as well as the boss. And I begin by saying, Alex, I've seen reports that 400,000 reservists have been notified of the possibility of call-up. What is the mood in Israel now, these many weeks after the ceasefire started, but still no resolution of the hostages? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Malcolm. Yes, we still have a hostage crisis in Israel. And unfortunately, Israel has seen that the only way to get the hostages out en masse is to negotiate with terrorists, which is something that you otherwise would not want to do. But that seems to be the formula that's worked so far. And we are at this in-between phase right now where we don't know if this war will continue or if the ceasefire will continue with the release of additional hostages. But Prime Minister Netanyahu has maintained throughout the entire war that it is only the threat and the strength of the Israeli military force that would push Hamas into a deal to release hostages. And I believe that that call up is a signal to Hamas that Israel is ready to re-enter the Gaza Strip, and they are preparing for a military operation which could last as long as 6 months.
Malcolm?
Do you see that President Trump's comments certainly seem to endorse that approach and giving these ultimatums to Hamas, which hasn't moved them so far? But I think the backing of the United States has given Israel greater impetus and silenced a lot of the critics. But Israel moved to control the aid now and to do other things, even though there's, as somebody said, there's enough food in Gaza to have an obesity epidemic. What do you see the tactics that Israel will use now, responding to the summit meeting, to the Egyptian plan, and to the move to control aid, to provide deny Hamas that control?
About five questions you just asked over there,
right?
Yeah, I think that the Trump pressure already has worked. We got to the first phase one of the ceasefire deal, I think, only because of Trump pressure. So having that continued pressure at Netanyahu's back, I think, has been a world of difference from the lack of pressure that the Biden administration was putting on Hamas, was putting on Qatar. And the question here in Israel is, you know, who's more right wing, who's more forceful? Is Trump more forceful or is Netanyahu more forceful? And there's a lot of people in Israel questioning why Netanyahu would wait when he seems to have this green light from President Trump to stop the ceasefire and to go back in and finish the job and move towards total victory, which is what Netanyahu has stated his goal has been since the beginning of the war. At the same time, the overwhelming majority of the Israeli public does approve any kind of ceasefire, including a ceasefire and the release of Palestinian prisoners sitting in jail for acts of terrorism, if that's what it takes to get the hostages back. So Netanyahu trying to thread the needle. With regard to this Egyptian proposal, we've seen a unified front from President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu both rejecting the plan, which would essentially allow the status quo in Gaza to be rebuilt. So clear here that neither Trump nor Netanyahu are in favor of a plan in which, A, no Gazans get to leave the Strip. Leaving the Strip is very important. Opening it up and letting those that want to get out of the rubble leave should be a basic humanitarian right. But B, no plan that will turn over Gaza to the Palestinian Authority will be approved either by Israel or by the United States, as Israelis really view the Palestinian Authority as the flip side of the same coin as Hamas.
The West Bank, since last we talked, Alex, there are reports that the West Bank is becoming a threat, a major threat. Recently, there was a discovery of a possible planned raid, the scale of which I do not know, but it was against the West Bank. What is that? Is that Hamas? Are these independent agents? Who's on the West Bank that's major, that they've got some deployment at Jenin now?
Well, Hamas does have a very strong support in the West Bank, and as Israelis call Judea and Samaria. There are other terror factions, including Palestinian Islamic Jihad. There's a faction called Lion's Den, which was active in Nablus, or what Israelis call Shechem. And there's a lot of work to be done. There was a planned bombing of at least five or as many as 15 buses, and three of those bombs actually detonated. Fortunately, none with passengers on those buses, as the apparently the timers were set for 9 p.m. instead of what they were supposed to be set for, 9 a.m. So a massive, massive joint terror attack was averted. And there's no doubt that Israel is going to go in to Judea and Samaria at some point. I do believe that right now we're in this holding pattern where Israel is focused solely on this final attempt to negotiate the release of additional hostages. But if this breaks down, then I do think that you're going to see some kind of a major operation both in Judea and Samaria, as well as in the Gaza Strip.
Malcolm?
What is the domestic implication? Are we seeing, there were reports that Netanyahu seems to be gaining in the polls, and yet you see the opposition seems to be strong. What is the current status and the reaction to the latest developments?
Well, certainly Trump being in the White House gives additional backing to Netanyahu, and because the opposition never thought that Israel could actually win the war or should win the war. The opposition also hoping that a failure in the war would be the final trigger to remove Netanyahu from office. With Trump now at Netanyahu's back, it does seem as though Netanyahu's chances for winning the war completely in Gaza, as well as taking this front towards Iran, becomes more and more likely. The opposition is definitely fading in the view of the electorate. At the same time, as you know, the media in Israel, still controlled by the left, the heads of the intelligence agencies controlled by the left, and so on and so on. So, you know, they continue to be a very, very loud and large, but large minority, and Netanyahu's popularity continues to grow. He's still seen, maybe reluctantly, as Israel's indispensable man at this time.
Big picture, does Iran pay for this? How?
I think Iran has to pay for it. The feeling in Israel is that we are getting closer to this zero hour where Israel, either by itself, together with the United States, once and for all, takes out the nuclear facilities of Iran. I think that Netanyahu has talked about the transformation of the Middle East. You see it taking place in Lebanon. You see it taking place in Syria. We see it taking place in Gaza. There's no way that this region completely transforms as long as Iran is on the cusp of becoming a nuclear weapons power. I think that it's clear that they're the head of this terror octopus, the ring of fire that's been all around Israel. And this war has to come to a head in Iran at some point.
Less than a minute, Malcolm.
Are you telling us that the public reaction to the release of the hostages, et cetera, is that contributing to a lessening of the demonstrations? Is it contributing to exciting the population to demand more concessions by Israel?
Well, the population against Netanyahu here, they always said that Netanyahu was not serious about getting the hostages back. And here, Netanyahu has succeeded in bringing back more than 75% of the hostages. There's only at this
30
point,
seconds, Alex, 30 seconds.
At this point, maybe 20, 25 living hostages. So there's definitely less pressure on Netanyahu. Trump releasing some of this pressure on Netanyahu. And the question is, how big advantage will Netanyahu take of this unique opportunity with President Trump at his back?
Alex Trayman, Jewish News Service in Jerusalem. Malcolm Holmlein, I'm John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look. Just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.